Chapter 11 is entitled The Universal Form. Let us begin. Please chant along with me. Arjuna Uvacha Mad Anugrahaya Paramang Guhyam Adhyatma Sangitam Yat Vayoktam Vachastena Mohoyang Vigato Mama. Word for word meanings, let's do it together. Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna said, Mat Anugrahaya, just to show me favor, Paramang Supreme, Guhyam, confidential subject, Adhyatma, spiritual, Sangitam, in the matter of, Yat, what, Jvaya, by you, Uktam, said, Vachaha, words, Tena, by that, Moha, illusion, I am this, Vigata, is removed, Mama, my. Now, please repeat the translation. Arjuna said, by my hearing the instructions, please repeat, you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects. My illusion has now been dispelled. So we recall in chapter 10, Krishna explained 81 Vibhuti Yogas. And it was also in chapter 10 that Krishna explained the four nutshell seed verses of Bhagavad Gita. And after hearing the four nutshell seed verses, Arjuna accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now let's look at Prabhupada's purport to this first verse. This chapter reveals Krishna as the cause of all causes. He is even the cause of the Mahavishnu, from whom the material universes emanate. Krishna is not an incarnation. He is the source of all incarnations. That has been completely explained in the last chapter, because the very first of the nutshell seed verses, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matak Sarvam Pravartate, Krishna explained that he is the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from him. Okay, let's continue with the purport. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says that his illusion is over. Yes, in the previous chapter, after he heard the four nutshell verses, Arjuna said, I accept you as the Supreme. Okay, let's continue. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as the source of everything. Arjuna is very enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend as Krishna. But now he is thinking that although he may accept Krishna as the source of everything, others may not. So, in order to establish Krishna's divinity for all, he is requesting Krishna in this chapter to show his universal form. Actually, when one sees the universal form of Krishna, one becomes frightened, like Arjuna. But Krishna is so kind that after showing it, he converts himself again into his original form. Arjuna agrees to what Krishna has several times said. Krishna is speaking to him just for his benefit. So Arjuna acknowledges that all this is happening to him by Krishna's grace. He is now convinced that Krishna is the cause of all causes and is present in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. So in this purport, Prabhupada has given us a little quick summary of what's going to happen in this chapter, especially here when he says he shows him the universal form and then converts himself again into his original form. That comes towards the end of this chapter. First, he shows Arjuna his forearm form, and then he shows his two-armed form, the Saumya Rupa, the beautiful form. Let us now go to verse number 2. We will chant together. Bhavyakyao hi bhutanam shrutau vistaro shmashmaya tvachak kamala patraksha mahatmyam apichavyayam. And we'll do the synonyms together. Bhava, appearance. Apyayao, disappearance. He, certainly. Bhutanam, of all living entities. Shrutau, have been heard. Vistarasha, in detail. Maya, by me. Tvatak, from you. Kamala Patra Aksha, O lotus-eyed one. So that's a nice name of Krishna. Kamala Patraksha. Let's see how it all comes together. Kamala Patraksha. Very nice. I like that. It's a new name for me to remember. Yes. Mahatmyam glories. Api also. Ja and. Avyayam inexhaustible. Now I would like you to repeat. O lotus-eyed one, I've heard from you in detail about the appearance and disappearance of every living entity and have realized your inexhaustible glories. Purport. Arjuna addresses Lord Krishna as lotus-eyed. Krishna's eyes appear just like the petals of a lotus flower. Out of his joy, for Krishna has assured him in a previous chapter, Aham Krishnasya Jagata Prabhava Pralayas Tata. I am the source of the appearance and disappearance of this entire material manifestation. Arjuna has heard of this from the Lord in detail. Arjuna further knows that in spite of his being the source of all appearances and disappearances, he is aloof from them. As the Lord has said in the 9th chapter, he is all-pervading, yet he is not personally present everywhere. That is the inconceivable opulence of Krishna, which Arjuna admits that he has thoroughly understood. So, when the Prabhupada here is mentioning, as the Lord said in the 9th chapter, that was in the section, verses 4 through 10, where Krishna was explaining the aspect of achintya Beda Beda Tattva, that everything can be simultaneously one with and at the same time different from Krishna. So, Krishna is present here in the material world in two ways. All the energy, the material energy, is Krishna's energy. So, impersonally, he's here. Because if you're a devotee, you realize that everything you see is Krishna's energy. And I've given the example many times. If I come to somebody's house, I see so many things in their house, but I know house, it's not my property. I am the guest, and I can enjoy the nice house, but I know whose it belongs to. So in the same way, a devotee travels all over the world and understands, oh, this is another aspect of my Lord's property. Now, Krishna is also present in the material world in the form of Paramatma, Supersoul. He pervades every atom and he's within everyone's heart. But Krishna himself, as he is, two-handed, playing the flute, he's not here. He's in Goloka Vrindavan. So that's why he says, I'm here, but I'm not here. He's here by, as I explained, those two expansions, his energy and super soul. But he himself, the original Krishna, he's in Goloka Vrindavan. All right, let's go now to text number 3. And we welcome the students who have arrived here today. Very nice. Good. I was very happy when I saw you answer that you were coming. I saw that. Because every time somebody responds, I see that. All right. Let us do text number 3 together. Let's chant together. Evam etad yatatatvam atmanang parameshvara drashtum icchami te rupam aishvaram purushottama. Oh, I see a nice word in there. Purushottama. I like that word. Okay, let's do the synonyms together. Evam, thus. Etat, this. Yata, as it is. Ata, have spoken. Twam, you. Atmanam, yourself. Parama, Ishvara, O Supreme Lord. Ah, another nice name describing Krishna. Drashtum, to see. Ichchami, I wish. Te, your. Rupam, form. Aishwaram, divine. Purusha Uttama, O best of personalities. So there's that word, Purushottama. So we have two nice names of Krishna here. Parameshvara, everyone say. And Purushottama. Very nice. Okay, please repeat. O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me, in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Now, one thing I am reminded now, there is a nice verse, either in Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, that because Krishna loves his devotees so much, he appears before them in the particular form that they conceive of or how they worship him. Krishna responds according to your worship and your desire and your devotion. So keep that in mind. Krishna is very, very responsive to his devotees and will appear accordingly. There is also an incident in the life of Lord Chaitanya when for 72 hours Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting any form the devotee wanted to see. Lord Chaitanya can do that because just like Krishna, all the forms, and I'm talking about the original Krishna, just like when the original Krishna came 5,000 years ago, all the avatars were in the body of Krishna. So similarly, since Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, in this one pastime, for 72 hours, Whatever form the devotee wanted Lord Chaitanya to manifest, Lord Chaitanya would manifest. So that is what I'm talking about. When you are at that stage of pure devotion, the Lord will reciprocate. Okay, let's look at Prabhupada's purport to this verse. The Lord said that because he entered into the material universe by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation has been made possible and is going on. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he is inspired by the statements of Krishna. But in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is an ordinary person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting from within the universe, although he is apart from it. Because we already discussed that. He's here, but he's not here at the same time. That is called achintya bheda abheda tattva. That something can be at the same time one and different. Arjuna's addressing the Lord as Purushottama is also significant. Since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is present within Arjuna himself. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna has no special desire to see him in his universal form, for Arjuna is completely satisfied to see him in his personal form of Krishna. But the Lord can understand also that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to convince others. Arjuna did not have any personal desire for confirmation. Krishna also understands that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion, for in the future there would be so many impostors who would pose themselves as incarnations of God. People should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people. Let us go now to text number 4. And we will chant together. Manyase yadi tach chakyang maya drashtum iti prabho yogeshwara tato me twang darshayat manam avyayam. And we'll do the synonyms together. Manyase, you think. Yadi, if. Tat, that. Shakyam, is able. Maya, by me. Drashtum, to be seen. Iti, thus. Prabho, O Lord. Yoga Ishvara, O Lord of all mystic power. Tata, then. Me, unto me. Twam, you. Darshaya, show. Atmanam, yourself. Avyayam, eternal. So I see another nice name of Krishna, Yogeshwara, right? Yoga Ishwara. Yes, Yogeshwara. Translation, and could you please respond? If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O Master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. Purport. It is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by the material senses. And what Prabhupada is referring to there is a very famous verse in the Upanishads, which is quoted by Lord Chaitanya. And that's also a very favorite verse of mine I would like to chant from memory. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Muke Hi Jivadao Swayameva Sparat Yada. So this verse explains the process when and how God can be revealed. People would sometimes ask Prabhupada, can you show me God? And Prabhupada would say, are you willing to accept the process by which God can be seen? That is the real question. So this verse, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi, Krishna first of all will reveal himself by means of his holy name. That's the first thing you will understand, that Krishna's name and himself are the same. Then other things are revealed. But that's the first level of understanding. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyam. But you cannot appreciate Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage. You cannot approach with your blunt senses. That's not the way. So Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Sevan Muke Hi Jivadao. Krishna reveals when you engage in service. And that service begins with the tongue. That's where your service begins. You chant Krishna's name. You taste Krishna Prasad. These two processes. Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivadao. With your beginning with the tongue. Yes, you should engage all your senses. But it begins with the tongue. Svayam eva sparatyadaha. Then, this verse says, then Krishna will reveal. So there's a science. If I want to see God, there's a science. This verse from the Upanishads is giving you the science of how God is revealed. Not with your blunt senses, but when your senses are purified by service. Then gradually Krishna is revealed. Okay, let's again do the purport. We're in the purport, the verse number 4. It is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by the material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. Therefore, it is not possible to see or to understand the Supreme Lord. Arjuna, as a devotee, does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather, he admits his limitations as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna's inestimable position. Arjuna could understand that for a living entity, it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. If the infinite reveals himself, then it is possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. This is a very similar concept which appears in the 10th canto. Towards the end of the 10th canto, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami, how is it possible to understand the absolute truth, since the absolute truth is indescribable beyond the range of the senses? There is a name of Krishna Adhoksaja. So that name Krishna, Adhoksaja, means that you cannot approach him with your blunt senses. He's beyond the range of your senses to appreciate. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadev, then what is the whole point? The absolute truth is beyond the range of the senses. What should we do? What is the point? So Shukadev says exactly the same thing Prabhupada is saying here. Yes, Adhoksaja is beyond your senses. And on your own, you're never going to reach it. But if Adhoksaja reveals to you, then there's no problem. So that's the thing. Normally, no, you cannot see God. And that's why Bhakti Siddhanta used to say, don't try to see God. Act in such a way that God sees you. So when the Adhoksaja, God, is pleased, he'll reveal. You remember the incident of the Brahman who was so poor he couldn't do any service, so he would meditate. And in that meditation, he was worshipping the deity and doing all kinds of devotional activities by meditation. And on this one day, he offered sweet rice. And in his meditation, he wanted to test whether the sweet rice was ready, because you have to serve sweet rice when it's cool, not hot. So in his meditation, he touched the pot, and in his meditation, because the pot was still hot, his finger got burned. And he woke up from his meditation, and his finger was actually burned. And meanwhile, up in Vaikuntha, Narayan was smiling. And Lakshmi was saying, what's so funny? And then Narayan told his servants, go get that Brahman. So, he wasn't trying to see God, but God saw him, and God arranged everything. So as devotees, all we're trying to do is qualify ourselves so that Krishna will reveal himself to us. So that verse which I quoted is scientific. Engage your senses and Krishna will reveal himself. And it begins with the tongue, eating prasad and chanting. Engage in this process and little by little Krishna will reveal himself to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us continue with the purport. The word Yogeshvara is also very significant here because the Lord has inconceivable power. If he likes, he can reveal himself by his grace, although he is unlimited. So this concept, inconceivable power, this is the crucial understanding of God. If your understanding of God does not include inconceivable power, then your understanding of God is faulty. This is the most crucial understanding, that he has inconceivable power. Then, it's not a problem. But if you don't believe that God has inconceivable power, you won't believe that 7-year-old Krishna held up Govardhan Hill. You won't believe that Krishna expanded himself into 16,000 108 forms. Unless you understand that God can do inconceivable things, then you're not going to become a true theist. That is most important. Again, the story you've heard 100 times. The Brahmin could not believe that Narayan was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle, because he didn't understand the Lord has inconceivable. But the cobbler, he could understand. Of course he can do that. And then when Narada asked, "Do you believe that?" He goes, "Of course. My Lord can do anything. Look, this banyan tree is within the seed. He can do that. In ancient, it's called achintya shakti. By definition, God has achintya shakti. We don't have that. We don't have achintya shakti. We'd love to have achintya shakti. Life would be great. But God does. That's the difference between us and God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. So, surrenders fully. Right? The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam charanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma shuchaha. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. Thus, it is not possible for persons who depend on the strength of their mental speculations to see Krishna. Okay, that ends this particular section of Bhagavad Gita. So, the scene has been set. Arjuna wants to see Krishna's universal form. I would like Nina.